ny.gov/coronavirus.
All right, that's the Department of Health Commissioner in New York State saying, you know, make sure you have the accurate information, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yes, with Putnam County Executive now Mary Ellen O'Dell, thank you for joining us this morning. How are you?
We're great. We're good. We're holding on in Putnam County.
Well, what is the current situation? What do people need to know from you today that will either make their lives easier or at least take away some of the rumors?
Well, I think that they need to know that our health department and our commissioner and the team up there are working around the clock, monitor the whole situation. We're in constant communication with all the other healthcare agencies that are support groups for us. I have to give them a really big thank you because they've really been on the front line of this whole crisis. And of course, I have to give a special shout out to our first responders as well for their assistance.
All right. Do you have word on how many cases of coronavirus are in Putnam County?
We have two. Our numbers are very low. We have two right now, and we're continuing to test.
Well, will there become a possibility of people from neighboring communities, neighboring counties, where they have higher numbers being transferred into hospitals in Putnam County?
Well, I do know from speaking to Peter Kelly, the president of Putnam Hospital Center, that they are set up and ready with, I believe, a 22-bed unit, should there be the need for that. So our hospital, that is our hospital in Putnam County, is ready to serve our residents. And, of course, you know, we'll always take care of our neighboring communities. We're working with the city of Danbury and Dutchess County as well.
All right. So with just two cases of coronavirus in Putnam County, you must feel very strongly about social distancing to want to keep that number low.
We do. We are very concerned about social distancing. You saw the governor's executive order that he put in closing the bars and restaurants. Putnam County, I issued my state of emergency on Friday. I included daycare centers. The governor yesterday said that I have to reopen the daycare centers, and we're not happy about that decision. We took our guidance from our Commissioner of Health, Dr. Michael Neshawat, and his team. They are medical professionals. He is a physician, and so today our daycare centers will be open if they choose to, but we are asking them to use their common sense and best practice.
Well, it's interesting. We're talking with Putnam County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dell. Most of Putnam County, it's kind of a bedroom county, and most of the people commute into the city or Westchester, whatever, to work. So you got a lot of people home that normally aren't around, and hopefully they're listening to WHUD so you can send a message to them, whatever that message is.
I think everyone should, you know, continue to live your lives. Just use the best practices. This is a flu season as well. Whatever we would be doing normally during the flu season is what you should be doing now. You know, make sure you check in on your neighbors. Make sure that you are responsible for your own personal hygiene. If you're not feeling well, stay home. Don't go to work. Don't go to the store. You know, there's a terrific health department and a great support system here in Putnam County that's always there to help you.
Beautiful. And what are you doing to keep your stress levels down?
Well, I was going to the gym, but I guess I can't do that anymore. So I suppose we'll just have to start to do a little bit more yoga, I guess.
All right. Take care of yourself.
We'll play some exercise music for you in the morning.
Yeah, thanks a bunch. Thanks, guys. Be well.
Stay you healthy. Too.
Mary Ellen O'Dell, the Putnam County Executive.
And we appreciate her calling in, and we're going to keep you up to date with all of the county executives throughout the coming weeks, and we appreciate you tuning in to share some time with us.